Welcome to People Tech, the podcast of the HCM Technology Report. I'm Mark Pfeffer. HR's budget's gotten bigger this year, and a lot of that money's going to technology. Cornerstone on Demand sticking with content for good reason, and more on this edition of People Tech, brought to you by NetSuite. If you're a business owner, you know that running a business is tough. But you might be making it tougher than it has to be. Don't let QuickBooks and spreadsheets slow you down anymore. It's time to upgrade to NetSuite. Let NetSuite show you how they'll benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/HCM. So, it's a cold and snowy week pretty much anywhere you are in the United States. So let's warm up, sit down, and talk business. Specifically, let's talk budgets. HR executives say their budgets rose this year. Much of the increase has been earmarked for workforce-related technology. What's not clear is whether that money will be invested in expanding HR's scope or simply helping practitioners support the newly distributed workforce. More than half of the leaders surveyed by iSoft, 53%, said their budgets have risen since last year. 51% plan to implement new HCM tech solutions sometime during the next 12 months. iSoft says remote works forced HR to adopt a wider range of tools than they've used before, so that's part of what's driving the spending. But there's also security, service, and digital transformation. The great majority of HR leaders, 92%, say that employee experience is a priority for 2021. The two top reasons, remote work and the need to improve retention. They're also well aware that employees expect their digital experience to be on par with what they have at home. Other findings. Remote work, stress, overwork, and negative attitudes are the top threats to positive company cultures. About 48% of HR leaders expect recruiting to be more difficult this year than it's been in the past. The top threats facing talent acquisition, remote work, hiring freezes due to COVID-19, and competitors who have more money. And the top threats to retention, remote work, increasing expectations around experience, and competitors who have more money. Next up, Cornerstone on Demand sticking with a strategy that relies heavily on content. CEO Phil Saunders said the focus on integrating content into Cornerstone's products has led to a surge in business during the fourth quarter, which he believes validates the strategy. He also said the quarter saw the strongest content sales in the company's history, as well as the highest level of content adoption and use. Saunders pointed out that Cornerstone's interest in content goes beyond just selling information. It's about harnessing data to extract insights that can drive hyper-personalized engagement. For some time, Cornerstone executives have said that this emphasis on content and data would set it apart from its competitors and ensure continued growth. Over the past year, the company's seen growth in users taking online courses at work, including a 100% increase in mobile learning between March and May 2020. Let's take a break. You're listening to People Tech from the HCM Technology Report. This edition is brought to you by NetSuite. Stop paying for multiple systems that don't give you the information you need when you need it. Let NetSuite show you how they'll benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/HCM. NetSuite gives you visibility and control over your financials, HR, inventory, e-commerce, and more. Everything you need all in one place, instantaneously. So ditch the spreadsheets and all the old software you've outgrown. Let NetSuite show you how they'll benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/HCM. And now. Fiverr says it's developing a new platform to help corporate customers work with both agency and independent creatives. Basically, the move signals that Fiverr's moving into the marketing vertical. Last week, the company acquired Working Not Working, a creative talent site used by agencies and brands like Google, Netflix, Spotify, and Droga5. At the time, CEO Micah Kaufman said the acquisition would expand Fiverr's penetration among creative talent. "This is just the beginning," he said. The new platform will use Fiverr's technology to serve entire industries in new ways, in part by helping companies to work more quickly and flexibly, Kaufman said. As marketers shift away from retainer arrangements and toward project-based approaches, they need improved access to professionals if they're going to scale for big project needs. That's what Fiverr says. A few weeks ago, Fiverr also launched subscriptions, which allows freelancers to establish ongoing relationships with their customers. In the past, Fiverr customers could only pay on a per-project basis. The company calls the new feature a huge step in its efforts to appeal to larger businesses, agencies, and corporate teams. And that's the week. This has been People Tech, the podcast of the HCM Technology Report. We're a member of Evergreen Podcasts. You can check out other shows at www.evergreenpodcasts.com. And People Tech is brought to you by NetSuite. Now's the time to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. Whether you're doing millions or hundreds of millions in revenue, you'll save time and money with NetSuite. Join the over 24,000 companies using NetSuite right now. Schedule your free product tour right now at netsuite.com/HCM. That's netsuite.com/HCM. And to keep up with HR technology, visit the HCM Technology Report every day. We're the most trusted source of news in the HR tech industry. Find us at www.hcmtechnologyreport.com. I'm Mark Pfeffer.
Do you love news about LinkedIn, Indeed, Google, and just about every other recruitment tech company out there?
Hell yeah. I'm Chad.
I'm Cheese.
We're the Chad and Cheese Podcast.
All the latest recruiting news and insights are on our show.
Dripping in snark and attitude.
Subscribe today wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We out.
Faith in the news media has been challenged, making it even harder to get stories told. The Friday Reporter podcast was created to help audiences better understand the media by hosting journalists who will answer the questions to which we need answers. Join me every Friday to hear more.